Once again, we welcome our brother and sister to come together to worship.
每一次主日来到主的面前的时候呢, 不光是什么样的状况, 我们知道神喜悦我们和他同在。
No matter what conditions you are in, but we have to know that the Lord is pleased when we come to worship Him.
我们来到主的面前不是因着人要我们来, 是神招了我们来。
We come before Him not because of people, but because of His will, invited us to come and worship Him.
我们今天在世界上的人有好多事情可以来做, 但是我们今天选择来到神的面前。
So now we have a lot of other things people can choose to do, but we choose to come to the Lord today.
这是因为神拣选了我们。
That's because God has first chosen us.
被神拣选，这是世界上最伟大的事情。
So it's the greatest thing for us being chosen by God.
没有什么事情比这件事情更伟大。
There's no other thing can be greater than this.
也没有什么事情比这个事情更重要。
There are no other things more important than this.
你仔细想想, 如果我们成为神的儿女, 创造主, 眼睛看着我们, 他说他纪念我们, 这是多么了不起的一件事情。
Just imagine that the creator of heaven and earth, he came and chose us as his children. So how important is that?
你想想今天, 创造天地的主认得你的名字, 这是多么重要的一件事情。
Just imagine the creator of heaven and earth knows our name. So how important is that?
世界上还有什么比这个更重要吗?
Is there any other things that are greater than this?
没有, 真的没有。
No, there's none.
如果觉得有的话, 求神怜悯。
If you think there is, may God have mercy on you.
今天我们继续的来讲这个，我的羊听我的声音。
Today we'll continue to talk about the sheep listens to my voice.
我们再次的强调, 在未来的日子里面, 我们将会面临更多更多的挑战。 这是圣经上写的清清楚楚的。
So as the Bible have indicated, in the coming days, there are more and more challenges that we are going to face.
现在是灾难起头的日子, 将来要进入大灾难。
So now is the beginning of the tribulations. So after that, we are going to enter into the real, the end times.
这是圣经里面写的清清楚楚的, 我们也看得清楚, 事情是按照圣经的发生。
And it is written in the Bible, and we see now that things are happening according to what the Bible says.
让我们能够跟随我们的主, 认清他的声音, 这就是至关重要的一件事情。
So as long as we follow our Lord and listen to His voice, that would be the most important thing to do.
那今天我们讲的应该是第十节, 是属灵的一个参谋, 就是一个counselor。
So we're going to talk about the spiritual counselor today.
我讲的这个counselor,这个参谋呢, 是人,不是圣灵。 圣灵一定在我们的里面, 但是我们需要人作为我们的参谋。
Sorry, so the counselor I meant is for people, not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is already inside of us.
那我们来读读圣经,这个民数记27章,27章12节到23节,我们从这个经文里面看,这个属灵的参谋究竟怎么样在我们的生命里面起作用。
So we will turn to the Bible, Numbers 20, chapter 27, verse 12 to 23. We will take a look at human counselors and how does it work.
那当时的背景是这样的, 就是说摩西呢, 快要被神取走了, 他也知道, 但是呢, 他就求神呢, 设立一个人来接替他, 来带领, 带领以色列人进入迦南地。
So to give you a little bit of background, it is it happens when Moses was about to be taken by the Lord, and Moses asked the Lord for a leader for the Israelites so that they can enter into the promised land.
那我们从15节开始吧,我们来读,读完以后英文再来读。
We're going to start from verse 15. So we'll read in Chinese first and then later in English.
摩西对耶和华说，愿耶和华忘人指灵的神，立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。耶和华对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来按手在他头上，使他站在祭司伊利亚撒和全会众面前，祝福他，又见你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。他要站在祭司伊利亚撒面前，伊利亚撒要凭无灵的判断在耶和华面前为他求问，他和以色列全会众都要从伊利亚撒的命出入。于是摩西照着耶和华所吩咐的，将约书亚领来，使他站在祭司伊利亚撒和全会众面前，按手在他头上，祝福他，是照耶和华记摩西所说的话。
Verse 15, Moses said to the Lord, May the Lord, the God of spirit of all mankind, appointed a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hand on him, have him stand before Eleazar the priest,and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decisions for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of Israelites will go out.And at his command, they will come in. Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar, the priest, and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him, as the Lord instructed through Moses.
那大家如果读过圣经旧约五经、摩西五经的话，知道就是摩西带领以色列会众的方式呢，是他一个人。清清楚楚在神的面前领受，是他一个人在讲话，一个人说了算，也是一个人呢就把圣经前面的五本书就写出来，神的启示清清楚楚的写了出来。
So if you have read the Old Testament, especially the first five books written by Moses, you will know that how the Lord leads Moses. He himself alone, he consulted the Lord and received all the instruction from the Lord. And he also wrote the first few books in the Bible that, all by himself.
你发现呢，摩西就是在最重要的事情上他并没有跟任何人商量，都是神给他讲话。
So in the most important matter, on the most important matters, he received direct instruction from the Lord. He was not debating or consulting any other people.
他很少听别人怎么讲。圣经记载有一次他听别人讲呢，是他摩西，他的岳父呢，让他设立前副长、师副长。说他的工作太重，这样分派下去。他听了他摩西的话，他岳父的话。
So, rarely, there are any occasions that he consult man, but there is only, maybe one records where his father-in-law told him that he should, have like, leaders, like, for a group of 10 men or a group of 100 men in order to, dedicate his duties to those men so that his burden wouldn't be that heavy.
就是那次清楚的记载，也是摩西就是说听别人讲话。
So that was one of the cases that he listened to other people.
那事实上，摩西是一个非常愿意听别人讲话的人。那今天我们不仔细的去进到里面去，就是说他是非常非常谦卑的一个人。
So indeed, he's a man that would really listen to other people's. He's a very humble man, but we are not going to details on this case today.
那有一次呢，圣灵呢就是降临在启示这个长老的身上呢，那些长老就开始来发预言，以神的名来讲话。那时候呢，约书亚非常的着急，说把他停止，不要让他们讲话，他们都托着约神的名来讲话。
So that's one time that the Holy Spirit ascended on 70 elders in the community. So they start to prophesying, and Joshua said, "Oh, let them stop. Let stop them from talking about this."
但是摩西怎么讲呢？摩西说：“我希望圣所有的儿女呢都会被圣灵充满，都会做先知。你有什么好嫉妒的吗？”
And yet, this is what Moses told Joshua. He said that, I would rather have the Holy Spirit ascending on all the men so that they can, prophesying or communicating directly with the Lord. So why are you envy them?
所以呢，摩西是一个心非常大的人，他希望以色列的会众呢都能够跟神有直接的关系。
So, Moses have a very, big heart that he wished that all the community, all the people can have direct, relationship with the Lord.
但是很可惜，当时的以色列人呢，就是看到神仙摩西讲话呢，他们非常害怕，他们就说：“摩西，你去跟神讲话就可以了，传达给我们就可以了，不要让我们亲自面对神。”
But sadly, the community was afraid of the Lord, so that they told Moses, you go talk to God and consult God individually. So whatever you receive, just let us know. We don't want to go face the Lord.
当然，今天我们在新约里面不一样。我们认识主耶稣的人呢，我们有圣灵住在我们的里面，而且呢，我们愿意跟神来亲近。
But of course, nowadays different in the New Testament that we have received Jesus Christ in our heart, and we can come directly to face God and to consult Him and talk to Him.
所以我们也可以像摩西一样呢，从神那边来领受他的指示。
And we can be like Moses to receive direct instruction from the Lord.
但是呢，我们要从圣经里面看到呢，摩西这样一个特别的先知呢。在以后并没有兴起，除了耶稣基督。
But you have to see that Moses, prophet like Moses, there was none after him. Like God did not raise any other man like Moses after that.
Except Jesus Christ.
Except Jesus Christ. Sorry.
那我要讲这一点呢，就是今天的主题，就是说摩西以后呢，圣经清清楚楚的写，神没有兴起。任何一个先知像摩西一样是和神面对面讲话，嘴对嘴讲话的，直到耶稣被兴起来。
So this is my topic today. So God did not raise any other man besides Jesus Christ, after Moses. Did not raise any other man like Moses who God can talk face to face.
也就是说呢，任何一个人呢，除了摩西和耶稣以外呢，他。神不会所有的时候百分之百很清楚的向他讲话。
So that means, besides Moses and Jesus Christ, God will not talk directly face to face to a man like on a regular basis.
可能某些时候你听得很清楚，但是不是所有的时候都听得很清楚。
So maybe sometimes you can clearly, receive direction, instruction from him directly, clearly in,instructed by him, but it's not most of the time, only like maybe one or two, a few times.
所以在这个摩西之后呢，当约书亚成为带领着神拣选了约书亚，摩西按手为他祷告的时候呢，怎么样来祝福他呢？说是他要遵着以利亚撒祭司的命来出入，就是以利亚撒要在他的旁边为他求问神。
So that's why that when, Joshua was anointed, it was before the Eleazar the priest, so meaning that he would get instruction through the priest.
那你知道就是说约书亚是神所拣选的继承摩西的继承人。
So, Joshua was chosen by God as a succession after Moses.
显然他有这个对主的一个很深的一个认识，也有他的这个领袖的一个才能在他的里面。 而且呢，
所以
我享受的时候要把尊荣赐给他，就是那个让人都听从他。
So he received leadership as well as when Moses lay hands on him, he received a portion of the authorities, some of the authorities.
但是呢，在这个经文里面清楚的讲到呢，就说他要在伊利亚撒的面前呢，伊利亚撒祭司呢要用乌灵来替他来判断，在耶和华面前为他求问。
It clearly says he has to stand before Eleazar the priest, and the priest will obtain decisions on behalf of him by inquiring the Urim before the Lord.
难道你可能会问，约书亚难道不能从神那边清楚的来领受吗？他是一个爱主的人。
So you may ask, okay, since he's the man that after loved by God, then how come he cannot receive direct instruction from the Lord?
当然可以。
Of course he could.
但是呢，神清楚的讲呢，就说这个摩西是一个非常特别的人，神和他面对面、嘴对嘴的讲话。
The Bible clearly says, Moses is a special man, and God can talk to him face to face, mouth to mouth.
在这个民数记十二章，我们曾经查考过，就说他说呢，这个摩西。是在以色列全家敬忠的人。
So, Numbers chapter 12, we have talked about before that, Moses was, a man that is completely submitted to God.
而且说他是世界上真的是最谦卑和柔和的人。
And he also said he is the most humble man on earth.
那神拣选了他，他有这样的素质。
So God has chosen him, and he has this characteristic in him.
也是在这个特殊的时期，需要这样特殊的领袖。
Of course, in a special time like that, that God needs a special man like him.
但是呢，约书亚的时代到的时候呢，神清楚的就讲了，他需要伊利亚撒在他的旁边。
When the generation of Joshua came, God clearly indicated that Joshua will need the priest to stand before him.
我们要在清楚里面呢，我们再读一些经文，清楚的要知道摩西他面对面认识神，嘴对嘴跟神讲话呢，是一个非常特别的人。所以大家要知道这一点。就是说这个是非常重要的一点，就是别人呢，换句话说，就是不可能跟他神面对面、嘴对嘴，一切都领受的清楚，这一点要非常清楚。
So this is one thing we need to be clear about, is that Moses is a special prophet that God was able to speak to him face to face, meaning that there are no other man like him who can receive direct instructions face to face from God.
那我们要再读几件经文，让大家清楚的认识这个新约旧约的摩西和新约耶稣之间的一个关系。
So we will go for a few more verses to see the difference between the Old Testament, the Moses in Old Testament, and also Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
我们翻开《生命记》书34章七到十二节。
生命记 ，OK， we will turn to Deuteronomy。Chapter 34, verse 7 to 12.
Yeah, yeah, 7 to 12. 摩西死的时候年120岁，眼睛没有红花，因精神没有衰败。以色列人在摩亚平原为摩西哀哭了30日，为摩西沮丧哀哭的日子就满了。嫩的儿子约书亚因为摩西曾昂首在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
Seven. Okay. Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses has laid his hand on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
这里看到呢，就是圣经里面讲的很，就是说，摩西呢，他是神兴起一个先知呢，神和他面对面认识的，以后没有兴起这样的，啊，直到耶稣。
So here he clearly indicated that Moses was a prophet that has been chosen and raised by God, and he got know him face to face, and then there's no other man was raised like him.
那我们来再次看看这个生命记十八章，这里讲到为什么是耶稣呢？为什么讲到耶稣是这个就说摩西，当然摩西是耶稣的预表啊，耶稣是神的儿子，就是将来要兴起一位，没有兴起，但是呢将来要兴起一位。
Also, we're gonna turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18 and see.In the coming days, I mean, in the latter days, God is going to raise another prophet like Moses. Of course, Moses was just an indication of what Jesus was going to come.
那我们翻开十八章十五节。
So Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15.
耶和华你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知像我。你们要听从他。
15, the Lord your God will rise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him.
那这个十八节呢，我们再看，就是我必在他们中间，中间给他们兴起一位先知献礼，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。谁不听听他奉我名所说的话，我必逃谁的罪。
And also verse 18 to 19, I will rise up for them a prophet like you among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him. If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him to account.
所以这就是摩西呢，就是在他临死之前呢，他预言神给他说，将来要升起一位先知献他，献他呢，所有的人都要听他。这指的是耶稣基督。
So before Moses passed away, he prophesied that in the latter days, God is going to rise up a prophet just like him.
那今天在以色列当中不信耶稣的犹太人呢，他们还在等待他们的。弥赛亚就是等这位先知。
So now, in the Jewish community where the Jews who do not believe in Christ, Jesus Christ, they are still waiting for the coming Messiah.
他们等待的这个弥赛亚呢，就是这位先知，也是在等待一位祭司。这个祭司呢，就是莫吉希德等次的祭司，像希伯来书记载的。
So they are still waiting for a prophet like that. So a Messiah who is also a prophet and also a priest. A priest that was similar to what is written in the Bible, the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Melchizedek. 那完了以后呢，就是他们也在等一位君王，像大卫一样的君王，因为神给大卫有应许，在他的宝座上要兴起一个子孙来。他的国度是永永远远的。
They are also waiting for the coming king. The king that kingship will be reign forever.
那这个呢，就是说，其实呢，耶稣呢来的时候，他就是大卫的子孙，这位应许的子孙，也是这个应许的祭司和应许的先知。
So indeed, when Jesus came, he was the coming. He was the king. He was the descendant of the tribe of Judah, and also he was the promised Messiah and the prophet and the Messiah.
那我们可以稍微花点时间呢，我们看看，就是说，新约的时代呢，这些门徒怎么样？把这位先知和这个耶稣连接起来呢？我们翻开约翰福音第一章。
We can now turn to the New Testament, John chapter 1, and see how the disciples was able to link the promise with Jesus Christ.
就是这个先知，摩西预言的这个先知和耶稣究竟是什么关系？
So the prophet that Moses prophesied about, and what's the relationship between the prophecy and with Jesus?
So we open the book of John, the first chapter, we look at verse 19 to 21. That is, at that time, the people were waiting for the prophet. They did not know that John was the prophet, or that Jesus Christ was the prophet.
So here, chapter 1, verse 19, they were asking whether, John the Baptist was the one who, was the Christ. So they were asking the question.
所以十九节，约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说：“我不是基督。”他们又问他说：“这样你是谁呢？是伊利亚吗？”他说：“我不是。”“是那先知吗？”他回答说：“不是。”
So now this was John's testimony when the Jew of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you?" Are you Elijah? He said, I'm not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no.
那这里呢，就是说，这些人为什么问他这个问题呢？因为好多人在期待着这个先知的来临。所以当约翰出现的时候呢，他们就说，你是不是就是那个先知呢？
So why are they asking him these questions? Because they were anticipating the coming king, the coming Christ. So that's why they were asking him whether you are the prophet.
那圣经在撒迦利亚书也预言了将来要以利亚要来神要差派以利亚来你在大家读这个旧约最后一卷书的时候呢神在那主耶稣大而可畏的日子来之前呢要差派以利亚来。所以那些人就问你是那以利亚吗因为犹太人对圣经上的预言非常非常的认真。
And also on the book of Zechariah, it promised that, in the end times,God is going to send Elijah. That's why they were asking him, "Are you Elijah?"
那所以呢，他就说问他，你是以利亚吗？是那先知吗？那先知就是哪个先知呢？就是摩西所预言的那个先知。
So that's why they were asking him, "Are you Elijah?" And they also asked him, "Are you the prophet?" The prophet meaning the prophet that Moses prophesied about.
那这里呢插一句就是说约翰说他不是以利亚其实他就是以利亚但是他可能自己不知道后来耶稣说他就是以利亚。
So, I want to add that, even though John said he was not Elijah, but indeed he was. Maybe he didn't know at the time because Jesus said he was Elijah.
但是呢他承认他也不是那个先知他不是那先知那先知是谁呢就是耶稣基督。
And he also confessed that I am not the prophet. So who was the prophet? The prophet was Jesus Christ.
那我们再看看《使徒行传》第三章，我们看看就是说，当时圣灵降临的时候呢，彼得在讲道的上面就讲到说，这位先知就是耶稣基督。
So we will turn to Acts chapter 3 to see that was when Peter was.Talking to the congregation, and he said that the prophet was Christ, was Jesus.
那在这个使徒行传第三章这个二十二节，他们当时耶稣在讲道的时候就讲到耶稣要来怎么样，他就说摩西曾说主神要从你们中间给你们兴起一位先知见我， 防他像你们所说的，你们都要听从。凡不听从那先知的，必要从民众全然灭绝。
So this is what Peter was saying to the crowd, and this is what he said for verse 23. For Moses said, the Lord your God will rise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have foretold these days.
那这里我们讲了很长这样的这个经文呢，目的是要讲什么呢？就是说摩西之后只有耶稣啊，他的摩西所预言的这个先知呢是耶稣，除了摩西和耶稣以外呢，其他的人都不可能一个人清清楚楚从神那边领受所有的东西。
So after reading all these verses from the Bible, so what are my main topic is that the Jesus Christ was the prophet that was prophesied by Moses, and besides Moses and Jesus, no one can receive direct instruction, face-to-face instruction by all by himself, directly through the Lord.
那这样这是一个坏事还是一个好事呢？就是我们不能完全的从神那边听得清楚，这是一件坏事还是好事呢？
So is it a good thing or a bad thing when each of our individuals cannot receive direct instruction face to face from the Lord?
其实也不是好事和坏事的问题，而是我们要认清这样一种真相，就是说我们不可能像摩西那样，就是在主的面前是百分之百的忠心啊，就是他说圣经上讲他是在神的家里面全然尽忠的。
So it's not a matter of whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing. It's just something. It's a reality that we have to face because we are not like Moses, who is faithful in all his house, all God's house.
神非常的清楚，就是我们今天的程度是怎么样。因着他的宝血呢，接纳吧，为儿女，并不是说我们一切都好。
So we have to know. That the Lord has accepted us as His children, not because any good that we have done to Him.
他全然的爱我们，不代表他可以全然的信任。
He totally loves us doesn't mean He will completely trust us.
有些人他可以信任的多，把更多的东西给他；有些人信任的少，他要等待他们成长。
So some people he may trust a bit more so that he will give them a bit more. So for some people, he is still waiting for the person to be mature enough.
包括约书亚，包括约书亚，你都看得非常的清楚，他是一个非常，其实也跟着摩西很多年，非常非常敬畏神的一个领袖。
So even a man like Joshua, so Joshua has followed Moses for a very long period of time, and he's very faithful, and faithful man.
但是呢，神让他清楚地要知道，他要听以利亚撒的祭司的。
And yet, Lord clearly indicated that he has to listen to the priest Eleazar.
那祭司是什么人呢？就是神所设立的，来在神的面前为大家求问、讲解律法，也为大家求问的。
So who is the priest? The priest are a man that dedicated, chosen by God, who can be, who can consult the Lord and give people instruction.
今天呢，就是说我们在主的面前要非常清楚的知道，要谦卑的要知道这样一个事实。事实就是说，我们每一个人在神的面前领受是非常有限的。就像这《哥林多前书》十四章所讲的，包括先知领受的也非常有限。
So this is something that we need to know clearly that each one of us, we receive very limited, instruction from the Lord. So we don't receive everything; we just receive some of it. So it's also written in First Corinthians chapter 14.
所以呢，我们要清楚的要认识到这个。有不同的恩赐在我们的中间，这是一个互补的一个群体。
So that's why we need to recognize that the church, the body of Christ is a body. So we have different giftings and anointings that are moving in this body. So it's a relationship that complementary to each other.
所以圣经里面眼睛不能缺少手，耳朵也不能说，鼻子没有用。
So that's why the parable of body is written in the Bible to show that how the church works. So eye cannot say to the hand that you are useless, and or a nose said to a mouth that you are not used.
事实上，身体上面看东西主的是眼睛，眼睛好像相知的功能，看得很清楚。但是呢，它也是身体里面一个器官，不能保护自己的一个器官。
So even though the eyes is a organ that can see, just like a prophet, in the body of Christ, even though that he can see clearly, but still he is just part of the body. He is a weak body that he cannot protect himself.
你发现眼睛这个东西呢，可能是非常重要的一个器官，它真的没有任何能力会防御它自己，就那个眼皮擦一下，我把灰尘可以挡掉。如果你硬出来的话，它没有任何的办法。
So yeah, for take eyes for example, even though it's a very important organ in our body, so we need the eyes to see, but it's very weak. It cannot protect itself.Any like sharp object that points to the eye, he can get hurt.
他需要手。
That's why the eyes will need the hands to protect him.
可惜这个手上面不长眼睛。
Unfortunately, the hands do not have eyes to see.
所以我们眼睛需要手，手需要眼睛。
That's why the eyes will need a hand, and the hand also needs the eye.
那旧约里面有一个人呢，非常的明白这样一个原则，就是大卫。
So there's a man in the Old Testament who knows this principle. So the man was David.
你知道圣经上记载大卫的王国呢，有一个特点，就是大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
So during the reign of David, very clearly said in the Bible that wherever he goes, the Lord make him victorious.
你想想，大卫是一个放羊娃、放羊的一个孩子，那最后做了君王，其实没有什么知识，没有什么 PhD， 也没有什么学过，没有上过这个政法大学啊，也没有跟随过什么名人啊，跟随过毛泽东啊，跟随过谁啊，对不对？就是跟着羊群，最后要治国，但是呢，他治国的时候，无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
Just imagine David, he was just a shepherd boy, so he did not receive proper education, he wasn't following any kind of political, like important figures in his life. So he's basically just a shepherd, and yet he had to reign the whole nation of Israel, and the Lord make him victorious wherever he goes.
因为他明白一些属灵的原则，就是刚才我们讲的，他明白这个神不同的恩赐，他要用在一起。
So because he know the principle of how the Lord is going to use different kind of gifting and anointing among people.
他的身边总有祭司和先知在旁边。
So beside him, he always have priests, priests around him, and prophets.And prophets around him.
那有两个很有名的先知，一个叫拿但，一个叫贾德，在他的旁边。
So there are two famous priests. One is Nathan, the other one is
Gad.
哪一个 ？Gad. Okay.
Gad.
Okay. Gad. Okay.
还有呢，祭司以利亚撒一直为他来用乌灵和土明为他来求问。
And also the priest Eliezer always consult the Lord on behalf of him using Urim.
所以以前我们呢讲过，就是大卫在好多的时候呢，看起来表面上看起来可以没有问题的事情呢，他也拿去求问神。一求问神的时候，神说有问题，然后他就逢凶化吉。
So there's a lot of times when something seems quite easy or normal to do, but yet he will consult the Lord by through the priest. Every time he consults and the Lord said, okay, no, you don't do it. And he will not doing it. He will stop doing it and then saved himself from a lot of troubles.
大家记得我以前讲过，有一次在伊基拉，他呢就是解救了伊基拉的人，救了他，他就住在伊基拉，逃避扫罗。
So once I mentioned the story that he was trying to escape through from Saul, and he saved a group of people from 以基拉是什么？怎么说？
以拉。
So a group of people in Yala. So anyway, so he saved this group of people and he hid himself among them in order to escape the manhunt from Saul.
因为他带领他的手下呢，就救了这个以基拉这个城市的人民。他们其实当时的这个敌人呢要灭绝他们，但是他就救了他们，那些人应该来感恩，应该来保护他。
So he through him and also the people who follow David, this group of men, they saved the village of the village, and yet so and yet at the end they betray him. Okay, 我要翻一下那个圣经好吗
？Okay.So, you know, 如果按照常理的话呢，他就是扫罗来追杀他，这些人可能会保护大卫，应该保护大卫。但是呢，大卫就求问神，他说让祭司说你把五灵土民拿来，拿来就是要问神。
So normally people will assume that the villagers will protect him because he saved them.From that way, but then he decided to consult the Lord through the priest. So he asked the Lord, and then the Lord said that surely they will sell you to Saul.
那最后呢，他们就是说，问说他们交不交出来？也神就给他回答非常清楚，以基拉的人要把你交给扫罗。
So they asked the Lord, so whether they will hand David over to Saul, and then the Lord said, yes, they will surely hand you over to them.
我不是，你想想当时大卫心里面怎么想，心里面很难过，看到这些人他救的人来出卖他，但是另一方面他非常的庆幸，因为神爱他，神在向他讲话。
So just imagine what he thought. He must be very sad because he saved these people and yet they are going to betray him. But at the same time, he was grateful because the Lord is determined to save him.
今天我想这个经文也告诉我们，其实好多人也都有这样的经历。那我们对人做了一些好事，认为人家就会感恩我们，结果人家就出卖了我们，那我们就很伤痛。
So it will be very similar to our days that when we do something good for the other people and yet they are not grateful and trying to harm us, of course we will be very sad about this.
所以你想有主多好，对吧？有主多好，主会告诉你，主会告诉你这些事情，你就感恩神，神解救我们。
So that's why it is good to have the Lord beside us because the Lord is going to rescue you.
但是那个地方呢，他亲自的找了祭司来求问神。
So at that time, David personally consulted the Lord through a priest.
那我们再翻开这个撒母耳记下第七章，看看大卫怎么样和先知和祭司来互动，真的用他们的恩赐。
And let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 7 to see how David was interacting with the prophets.
那从第一节读到第五节，王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扰乱。那时王对先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在天百目的宫中，神的约柜放在幔子。”拿单对王说：“你可以照你的心意而行，因为耶和华与你同在。”当夜，耶和华的话临到大卫，拿当说：“你去告诉我仆人大卫说， 耶和华如此说，你岂可降噪殿宇给我居住呢？哒哒哒哒，后来就讲了一段话，关于神怎么样要为大卫来建立家室，要应许他，就是将来有个子孙要坐在他的宝座上，就是这个大卫的约，就是这个以色列人去等的弥赛亚，将来要从他而出，就是在这一段经文里面，那是通过这个先知讲出来。
So, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 5. After the king was settled in his palace and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a palace of cedar while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." That night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in?" And so after that, he also gave a lot of promises to David. So instead of him building a house for the Lord was promised David that he is going to build his house. And also, there will be a descendant from his line, he will go into establish a kingdom for the Lord. And the kingdom, the throne will be established forever as well. So that was a promise between the Lord and David. So it's a So it's a covenant between the Lord and David. Yeah, 你说吧。
但是你看看这个应许从哪里来呢？就是说这个王和这个先知的一个互动，这个王对这个先知的一种信任。从这里开始。
So you can see the king and the prophet, I mean the priest, a relationship between the king and the priest, how he trusted the priest.
The prophet. 那你看看这个故事呢，其实很简单，就是说他在自己的宫里面日子过得很好的时候呢，他就不能忘记这个神的约柜。他就是神的约柜还在一个帐篷，那时候神的约柜只在一个帐篷，他就去找拿单，你明白吗？他去找他的朋友拿单，先知。
So well,
你翻译吗
So now he was living in a palace and rest from all his enemies. So he did not forget about the Lord's.Ark of the Lord, because the Ark of the Lord still remained in cedar. That's why he went and consult his friend Nathan the prophet.
那他作为一个王呢，其实大卫是一个敬拜神的人，神也在向他讲话。但是呢，他这件事情上呢，他就去找拿单了，跟拿单商量，对吧？
So even though David is a man who loved God and he worshiped God and he does listen to the Lord individually as well, but yet on this matter he went to consult his friend Nathan the prophet.
那拿单就跟他讲说什么呢？你可以照你的心意而行，因为耶和华与你同在。
So Nathan said, "So do whatever you have in mind, because the Lord is with you."
因为拿单为什么这样讲呢？他知道大卫非常爱主，神和他同在，这是对的。
So why Nathan said that? Because he knew that David loved the Lord, so and of course the Lord was with him.
但是到夜里面的时候呢，神的话就临到了拿单。说什么呢？
So during the night, the word of the Lord was received by Nathan, came to Nathan.
简单的来讲就是说，大卫，你为我能建什么殿呢？天是我的居所，地是我的脚的，你能为我建什么呢？我需要住在人口所造的里面吗？
So basically, this is what the Lord said. So how can you build a tent, a house for me? So the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Who are you? Who are you to build a tent for me?
但是呢，他说我要为你建立家室，而且我要在你的子孙里面兴起一位来坐在你的宝座上，直到永远。
Yet I am going to build your house, and also through you, I will also establish a kingdom through your line. Yeah, that's right.
所以你发现呢，就是说他这样去，问他的这个朋友，就先知拿当，拿当就说很好啊，你就照你想的做吧。
So he was consulting his friend Nathan, and Nathan said, "Okay, it's good, it's good, you can do it."
拿当讲的这句话是不是神的心意呢？
So do you think this is what God's heart for Nathan to say things like that?
那其实这是拿当自己的心意，他说你就按心里去做吧。
So actually, this is what Nathan thought personally. He said, okay, it's good because the Lord's with you, then you do it.
先知好多时候也有他自己的想法，是不是？他有自己的想法，他没有问神，他自己有好多想法。
So prophet as well, like...has his own thoughts, right? Because sometimes they don't ask the Lord and they have their own thoughts and then they think it's good for David to do it.
但是呢，感谢神，先知呢常常预备好自己呢听神讲话，所以神就在夜里面向他讲话。
So praise the Lord that as a prophet, they always prepare themselves to receive the words from the Lord. So that's why the Lord spoke to Nathan at night.
那你可能有一个问题说，你说为什么神不直接向大卫讲话呢？为什么要向拿单讲话呢？
So you might ask, how come the Lord did not say it directly to David, but through Nathan?
那这个问题呢，以后在我们在这个操练属灵的恩赐的时候呢，我们一起来操练，你就知道神有时候他选择向一些人讲话，不向另一些人讲话。
So maybe we'll talk about it later on, on our, spiritual anointing classes, you will know that sometimes the Lord will choose to say something to a certain person, but not to the other person.
有时候神就拣选说你把这个话传达给他。
Sometimes the Lord will say, okay, tell these people these things, this man these things.
声音人也很奇怪，有时候声如果通过别人讲呢，他会听进去；声直接给他讲呢，他是不听的。
And it's quite weird sometimes people will listen to some other man instead of listening directly to God.
有些人是相反的，声直接向他讲话，他听；别人讲话，他不听。
And to other people, they maybe opposite. They will not listen to man, but they only listen to the Lord.
对，神知道每一个人，神知道每一个人，所以呢，就是他要我们这个。
And I don't know where your ball thing is. I can't find it.
So 神知道每一个人。
So the Lord knows each one of us.
那这里大卫呢，有一个素质，就是他非常谦卑，他知道神做事的一些法则。
So David is a very humble man. He knows the principle how the Lord works.
他知道神不会什么都是清楚的给他讲，神要需要通过先知来给他讲。
He knows that the Lord will not, sometimes will not tell him directly, but rather through a prophet.
知道这一点非常非常的重要，特别我们中间，我们以后的日子里面，神的灵会大大的恩膏我们，好多人都有启示性的恩膏，都会得到启示。
So that's why we need to learn.Because in the coming days, the Lord will use us, spiritually, and a lot of people will receive spiritual anointings.
我也跟很多先知打过交道，就是说他们呢，给别人祷告的时候，灵受非常清楚；为自己祷告，他灵受不清楚。
And I have a lot of relationship with other prophets as well. A lot of times they will receive clear instructions for other people, but when they pray for themselves, they do not receive any, like, things that clearly, you know, they cannot see clearly.
那其实有人可能问为什么会这样呢？其实这个问题也很简单。
So you might ask, why is that? But the question, the answer is quite simple.
你想想嘛，如果我今天给一个人祷告，我说清楚的领受呢，神要裁判你去非洲，我就给他讲出来了，对不对？
The answer is quite simple. If I pray for a man and then I tell him that, okay, you are going to be commissioned to go to Africa.
但是神如果给我自己讲，神如果给我自己讲，王炳，你今天去，你要去非洲，我会怎么回应？
But imagine if the Lord tells me directly, say, okay, Ben, you have to go to Africa today. So what do you think I will respond?
啊，多少的人会像摩西那样很谦卑的说 ，Yes, Lord, I will go.
So how many people can be like Moses and say, "Okay, yes, Lord, I will go." 是的，主，我要走，我去。
像亚伯拉罕说的是，是的，主，我在这里 ，Hineni, 我在这里。
Or like Prophet Samuel say, "Here I am, Lord."
像这个以赛亚先知说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Or like the Isaiah saying, "Okay, here I am, Lord, send me."
所以我们对我们要有一个很正确的认识，就像大卫对他自己有一个很正确的认识一样。
That's why we need to know clearly of who we are, just like David, who has a very clearly understanding of himself.
所以圣经里面简单在揭若耶利米书二十九章讲，他说人心比万物都诡诈。坏到极处，谁能试透呢？唯有耶和华衡量人心。
That's why in Jeremiah chapter 29, the Bible said that man is more deceitful than anything else. So the heart is so cruel, man's heart is so cruel, and who can understand it?
那你读那些话的时候呢？你不喜欢听。他说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透呢？
So when you read this, it may make you feel uncomfortable because he said the man's heart is more cruel than anything else. Who can stand before
crooked?
Okay.
Yeah, crooked.
Crooked. Okay.
你听的时候不喜欢听，但是呢，他就是这样。你要知道这个真理是非常重要。人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透？
So it may sound like uncomfortable to you, but this is the truth.
所以我们需要神，我们需要彼此。
That's why we need people. We need each other.
我想大卫可能知道他的心是诡诈的，所以他需要先知。
I think maybe David knew that his heart is crooked. That's why he needs a prophet to help him.
你如果觉得你的心特别好的话呢，你小心。
If you say your heart is good, then pay attention.
那所以呢，就是说，因为我们，所以为什么我们这个圣经里面讲我们是罪人？神认识神的第一个步骤就是知道自己是罪人，那是有福的。
So that's why the first thing that when we know the Lord, we need to know that we are sinners. So it's very important to realize that we are sinners.
而且知道我们非常的有限，我们非常的不完全。
And also knowing that we are very limited and we are incomplete.
所以你看，就说这个大卫呢，他明白这样一个属灵的原则，他就给拿单去见。拿单呢，从神那边就得到一个非常非常重要的信息，这个是关于跟大卫所立的约。
So, David knew this. That's why he went to consult his friend Nathan, and Nathan received, the words from the Lord, and which is a very important promise between the Lord and David.
这个约传统被犹太人或者被这个在圣经里面看，就是这是新约最重要的一部分，就是将来的这个君王要坐在大卫的宝座上，直到永永远远。
So this promise is very important in the Jewish community. So it's a promise of the coming Messiah.
所以这个约呢，不是直接讲给大卫，是通过拿单讲给大卫。
And yet this promise was not told to David directly, but through Nathan.
那今天长话短说，就是我们要认识我们自己，我们不是摩西。
So we make the story sure that we have to know ourselves. We are not Moses.
啊，我们同时也要羡慕摩西的这样一个恩赐。圣经上也说，我们要来羡慕啊。
Same time, we need to long for a spiritual anointing like Moses. That's what the Bible was telling us to do as well. To long for those, to seek for those anointings.
所以摩西也是说，我希望所有以色列的人都能够。啊，来这个被圣灵充满，能够来发预言。
That's why the Moses also said that he's hoping that every one of the Jewish communities can receive the spiritual anointings and talk to God directly.
但是呢，我们要知道，像约书亚、大卫这样的人，虽然是被神拣选，但是呢，他们需要属灵的参谋在他们的旁边。
At the same time, we need to know even people like Joshua and David, even though they love the Lord, they still need counselors among them to help them to seek the Lord.
那事实上，神这样做呢，是我们非常有福的。
And it's a blessing for us for the Lord to do this for us.
就是神让我们在我们软弱的时候，我们还可以受到保护。
So in the time when we are weak, we still can be protected.
因为我们周围有神所拣选不同恩赐的人，不同成熟度的人在我们的旁边。
Because God has put people that among us who are different maturities of people that among us to protect us.
我到现在非常非常的感恩，生在我的身边放了一些属灵的长辈，真正倾心爱主的人，在我最困难的时候，因着他们的叫什么智慧，因着他们的建议，真的挽救了我。
So today, to this day, I'm still very grateful for the Lord to put elders for me to protect me. So in my day of my weakness, they were there with God's wisdom to help me and guide me.
我就举一个例子，在我1998年那时候要去读神学，但是呢去不了美国，以后呢就滞留在蒙特利尔。当时就遇到一件事情，是一个长老，我听了他的话，今天我都感激。
So I remember that was back in 1998. I was supposed to go to a Bible college in the States. I wasn't able to go, so I was stuck in Montreal. So one of the elders there told me this, and to this day, I'm still grateful for what he said.
当时呢，我自己是一个单身，也没有女朋友啊。那我这个人呢，决定什么一定会去做。所以那时候呢，美国人不给我那个学校呢，不能发这个。I-20 表就是不能有学生签证，但是呢我说我就搞个旅游签证去进到美国，我读完我的书就完了呗，三年我待那里读完我的书，当时这样写。
So I was single, I didn't have a girlfriend, so I was determined to do what I wanted to do. I want to go to a Bible college, but the Bible college wasn't able to give me the student permit. So I was thought to myself that I would just go into the States using a visitor visa and finish my studies and come back.
当时呢，我给这个事情给我教会的一个长老讲了以后呢，他说：“弟兄啊，我们做神的工呢，我们不要偷偷摸摸，要正大光明。”
So I told this to one of the elders, and the elder told me that, brother, if you want to do God's work, we do it in the darkness.
所以我就听他的话了，最后就没去了，也没有招一个 visitors， 我就乖乖的待在 Montreal 过我最痛苦的日子。
So I listened to him. I didn't go to States using a visitor visa. So I stay. I listened and stay in Montreal and spend the darkness.
那后来呢？就碰到了，就去了这个苏珊的教会，他的牧师请我。后来碰到了苏珊，这一切的事情就发生了。
So after that, I went to Susan's church because the pastor invited me to go. So that's how I met Susan and things that to happen like that.
那后来去了一个更好的神学院。
And then later on, I went to an even better Bible college.
所以这件事情让我就是知道那个属灵的爱主的人的这些，他们主里面的领受，这是多么的重要，我们要听。
So that's why I know that, so of the elders that's among us, we have to listen.
我有很多这样的例子，今天不讲，让我非常的感恩一些属灵的长辈，甚至有些也不是长辈，但是我听到他们的话，知道是从神来的，我真的就顺服下来。
So I'm so grateful for these people, like sometimes not the elders, just ordinary brothers and sisters. So I know the words.
所以今天讲的一个重点呢，就是让我们非常清楚的知道呢，我们今天在基督的身体里面需要不同的恩赐配搭，不管是为了我们自己的事情，还是为了神的功。
So the essence of the topic today is to know that we need the body of Christ in order to move together. So not whether an individual matters.
那在具体的生活里面呢，比如说这个在家里面啊，什么要投资啊，买房子呀，或者找工作呀，如果是结婚的弟兄姐妹夫妻俩在主的面前一起来领受，听取不同的意见，那自己彼此的意见来达到合一，这就非常的重要。
So for the married brothers and sisters, so sometimes you will have invest in something that as a wife and husband, you can go individually consult the Lord and then bring your decision, and then come and talk and consult the Lord and then bring your decision together. So it's very important to do that.
那对于这个年轻人的话呢，有属灵的一些长者能够去去跟他们去讨论，去商讨，这是非常重要的。
And also for the single brothers and sisters, you can go talk to the elders of the church or other brothers and sisters to talk about, discuss matters like that. So it's very important to do that.
像我们教会里面一些重大的决定呢，我们总是跟老一辈一起要来去祷告商量。
So as a church, as a the decision for the church, so we will sometimes consult the elders and then make the decision all together.
我觉得其实过去我们教会有一些后来一些事情负面的事情发生的其中一个原因，就是很重要的一个步骤上面跟老一辈，其实是他是我们的遮盖，那个地方没有去征求他们的意见。
So I know that in our church in the past, things that, bad things that happened in our church, a lot of times it was because we did not have the permissions or have the authorities from the elders before us.
But a lot of time, there's one time, something happened.
okay, sorry. Yeah, only one time.
那我非常清楚的知道那个事情呢，就是说应该通过长辈，但是没有通过长辈。
So I know clearly that matter, we supposed to do this through the elders, but we did not.
给撒旦留了地步。
So there was a gap that for the Satan to attack us.
Foothold for the enemy.
Okay.
所以就说让但是这些事情都过去，方式效力就爱上的人得益处，但是我们要学改写的功课。
But all these things has already passed, and you know, like the things will work for the good. So all things will work for the good of the Lord. So we will need to learn our lessons.
好，今天的信息呢，我觉得非常简单，也非常的我不知道清楚不清楚，非常的简单。就是说我们今天呢不再是摩西一样一个人从圣那边领受的百分之百清楚，而是需要参谋，属灵的参谋。
So the message today is very simple, but I don't know if I delivered it clearly to everyone. So basically we are not Moses today, so we cannot by one man receive all the instruction from the Lord, so we need others to prophet other people to work together, spiritual consultants, or yeah.
好，我们也先做一个祷告。
So okay, we will pray first.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，你把这些真理写在圣经里面，让我们认识自己，也认识你。
Lord, we thank you that you have written all the truth in the Bible so that we can come to know ourselves.And also know you, come to know you.
通过我们的主耶稣基督，通过摩西，通过约书亚，通过大卫，让我们知道我们是谁。
So through the through Moses, through Jesus Christ, through Joshua, through David, so that we can know who we are.
主啊，是的，主，我们真的主啊，来感谢你，让属灵的长辈，让属灵爱主的人放在我们的周围，让我们可以彼此的来提醒，啊，彼此的来，啊，就说能有这个智慧。
Lord, we want to thank you that you have placed other people around us so that we can help and protect each other in the wisdom.
谢谢你在以后的日子里面把这样的信息生生地放在我们的里面。
Thank you, Lord, and continue to bring this message into our lives, Lord.
一方面像摩西那样能够柔和谦卑，从你那边越来越清楚地领受。
So, just like Moses, so we will be more and more humble each day and then receive clearly through you.
另一方面，让我们也知道，即使是先知，领受的也有限，我们需要彼此。
So at the same time, also let us know that even prophet himself will receive very limited from you, so we need to have each other to build each other up.
主要特别为在主里面你亲自拣选的这些属灵的长者，你所拣选的亲亲爱主的人献上感恩。
And we especially give thanks to those that you have chosen, the elders among us, the one who seek you with pure heart.
特别是那些经历过种种的试炼而且成为得胜的能够爱你的人。
Especially those who have went through tribulations and testings, and so that they can come before you and love you.
他们成为我们周围的属灵的长辈。
So they become the elders with the elders among us.
主啊，是的，主，感谢你，感谢你，
yes, Lord,
你多么的美。
How blessed we are.
主啊，是的，主，你是好牧人，好牧人。你认得你的羊。
Yes, Lord, you are a good shepherd, and you know your sheep.
你的羊也明白你的声音，跟随你。
And your sheep will listen to your voice and follow you.
我们通过彼此，通过基督的身体，会听得更加的清楚。
And we through each other, through the body of Christ, we will listen more clearly from you, Lord.
因为你的心意就是爱我们，你的心意不是让我们糊涂，是要我们清楚。
Because it is your heart to love us. It is your heart for us to understand more clearly, but not confusion.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 下面呢，有一些时间呢，给大家来回应这样的信息。
Now we can have some time for you guys to respond to the message today.
大家可以我知道有的人呢也会有很多的见证。那见证呢因着时间的关系呢你可以讲一个或者两个就是说突出的见证啊。其他的见证以后可以来讲。
So, I know some of you may have a lot of testimony like that, but because of time, so maybe just choose one or two.So that we can have time for others.
那所以让别人也有回应。当我们今天讲的信息呢也很清楚，因为别人也非常的重要。所以呢，就是说，当我们每一个人这个亮光加在一起的时候呢，就更亮了。
So as our message I've talked about today, so other people's opinions are also very important. So if we put all our thoughts and input together, so it will be the message will be more clearly to everyone.
大家也不要害怕有不同的意见，也不要害怕冲突，那这是我们学习要来胜过的。
And do not be afraid to have different opinions or have conflicts.
因为在人群里面彼此相爱，走这条道路呢，一定会有不同的意见，一定会有冲突。
Because as we walk this journey, of course we will have different opinions and conflicts among us.
那除非你一个人生活的时候，你就不会有不同的意见，也不会冲突。但这不是神的旨意，也不是你自己所愿的。
Unless you want to live all by yourself, then you will have no conflict. in your life, but this is not what God wants for us.
所以呢，当我们当然风险的时候呢，提前我们有一些心理的装备，就是说，来操练，有些功课自己家里做，爱心说诚实话，对吧？先把爱心去预备好，谦卑的心预备好，哎，这时候讲出来就会造就别人。
So, but also prepare your hearts, because we will say things out of love. So love will build each other up. So there are a lot of lessons that you can also learn in your own individual household.
即使你说的不好，做的不好，也不要感觉到羞愧，因为这是家，属灵的家。
So even if the things you say or do are not pleasant, but still don't be afraid to do it, because we are a family.
因为我们都在成长。
And each one of us are still growing.
啊，感谢主，感谢主，就像摩西一样，到他生命的最后一刻，还迎着生气，啊，得罪了神。
Praise the Lord, just like Moses, before, just shortly before he was passed away, he actually did something that wasn't pleased to the Lord.
那神就不让他去迦南地，说你说要去太灵去的地方，你去不了，我提前接你去天堂。
So the Lord did not bring him into the promised land. So but the Lord promised for him to see the land and then ask someone else to take them to the land.
所以呢，摩西就是摩西，今天在主的面前的位分是非常高的，知道吗
？So Moses has a very important place in the Lord today.
所以呢，就是说不要因这一点两点小错误的话，神不要以为说神就不喜欢我们，不是这样的。摩西今天在离耶稣宝座最近的地方。哎，安娜，你 mute 掉了。
Oh, 现在可以了吗 ？Sorry. Okay, so do not be afraid of making mistakes. Or even Moses made mistake, and still he is, in a very important place next to Jesus.
所以我们就是说，弟兄姐妹呢，就是说来，这是一个属灵的家啊，彼此来鼓励，特别大家的见证非常重要。见证就是你的经历啊，这样就讲出来鼓励大家。另外呢。你有什么需要祷告的提出来啊，大家都有困难，家家都有难念的经，所以我们提起来一起来祷告。
So, do not be afraid, because we are a spiritual families. So, if you have a prayer request, you can also say as well.
好的，大家来，我先做个祷告，为大家做一个祷告，我们来分享好吧。
Before you guys share, I will pray for each one of you.
主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，我们是一个属灵的家。
Lord, we thank you because we are a spiritual family.
主啊，我们得救不是因着自己的行为，是本乎恩，也因着信。
So we are saved not because of our good deeds, but because of your grace and love.
今天我们即使有好行为，也是靠着耶稣行的，归荣耀给你。
Even if we have any good deeds today, it's because of you.
主啊，是的，我们今天再次说，在你里面，没有任何的定罪，没有任何的定罪。
Once again, we say you will do you in you there are nothing to condemn us.
那因着爱心，我们奉献我们的精力。
We will share because of the love that is in us.
因为你给我们的精力是要造就人。
Because all the experience that you gave us is for us to build others up.
主啊，我们多么希望我们的弟兄姐妹被造就。
So how I wish that all of our brothers can be built up.
所以主啊，你给我们灵里面的这一个自由，灵里面的这一个真诚的爱。
So give us a spiritual freedom and love.
你说在爱里没有惧怕，我们就不再惧怕。
Because there will be no fear in love.
我们感谢你，赞美你，让我们的弟兄姐妹心里有这样一个 confidence， 有这样的信心和笃定和平安，来奉献，来造就彼此。
We pray so that our brother and sister can share in peace and in love.
主啊，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Well, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.